Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, John. Here talking to you from undisclosed location in Pearl River, Louisiana. I hope you're having a blessed day. And it is if you acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you know him personally as your Savior. It's a blessed day. It's a happy day. It might not be going well with you and everything, but if you got Jesus, you got everything you need. And so I want to talk about, start into our study of Romans in chapter 1. And I want to talk about Paul. Last time we read a little bit, I talked a little bit about the book of Romans, when it was written, who wrote it, the importance of it, how it's been used by Christians over the millennial hundreds of years, centuries, to promote and equip the Christians and promote the gospel. And so I'd like to talk about the author tonight a little bit. His name is Paul, Paul the Apostle. And in ancient days, they would begin a letter by introducing themselves at the beginning of the letter, not at the end of the letter, like we do today. So we have Paul. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. That's Romans 1:1. Paul. Let's look at some scripture on Paul as I've selected on the information about this episode. It's Romans in Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. This is Paul. He's the one that wrote Philippians. He wrote most of the epistles in the New Testament. And I believe he wrote the book of Hebrews also. But he was the apostle, the evangelist that God chose to establish churches all over the Roman world and left his writings to be canonized and for us to make it secure for us 2,000 years later to continue to read and be encouraged and being corrected and instructed in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to know more about the Lord as the Holy Spirit bears witness. So Paul, we see in Philippians chapter 3, verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, this is Paul speaking, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. He was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Then he adds, after all this, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. So Paul was an accomplished religious person. His family made sure that he was set apart for God when he was 8 days old. He was circumcised on the eighth day. That was Mosaic law. It says here he was a stock of Israel. That means he was born in the nation of Israel. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He exalted himself. He accelerated as a Hebrew. As such in the law, a Pharisee. The Pharisees was one of the separate, the most strictest sects of the Jewish religion, very separated from the world. Concerning zeal, he persecuted the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless. In his eyes and probably everybody around him, he never broke the law of God. He never broke the law of Moses. And that's what he was proud of. That's what he was thought himself superior to other people. Then we find here in Acts 22:3, it says a little bit more about Paul. It says, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel. And Gamaliel was a well-known Jewish teacher back then, okay, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And he was talking to a lot of the religious people. And so we see a little bit more about Paul, how zealous he was for the law of God, the word of God, the Jewish religion. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a pure blood. And then we see now, this is Saul, okay? This is who we're talking. This is actually, his name was Saul when he was born and raised and everything. And look at Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And Saul was the same guy as Paul. And Saul was consenting unto his death. In other words, he was willing to die for what he was doing, persecuting the church. Consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. So Saul, better known as Paul, was the leader of the persecution of the church. He was zealous for the Jewish religion, zealous. And he was there when they stoned Stephen. He was in the Acts, the Bible says that he was a young man that they laid all their coats so they could throw the stones and kill Stephen better. This is a zealousness. And so then we see the next chapter in the Bible, in Acts chapter 9, verse 4, we see some more about Saul, now known as Paul. And he fell to the earth. Now this is Saul falling to the earth because he saw a great light and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. So we have here the conversion of Paul the apostle. His conversion was on the road to Damascus, where he had authority to bind up Christians, and he was executing them. And on this one, on this road to do more persecution to the church, he meets Jesus, and he's blinded from this. He's knocked off his horse, and he asks, who art thou, Lord? It's very interesting. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. This man was so focused on what he was doing against the church that he knew this supernatural event in his life, and he's the only one that heard it distinctly, that this was of God. He knew it because he was so focused in on the word of God and on the religion that God set and the people that God set aside. And so that when this happened to him, he knew it was of God. He knew it. It wasn't of religion. It wasn't of keeping the law. All of those God set up to evangelize the world, but it had been perverted. But here's Paul, and Paul is realizing that this is of God, and he says, who art thou, Lord? Why is that so interesting? Because I want you to, I want to read the next phrase here, Paul. Now, they changed his name from Saul to Paul. And Jesus did, Paul. And he asks, who art thou, Lord? This is what Paul says, a servant of Jesus Christ. And that servant means, it means, literally in the Greek, it means a slave. And it means a bondservant. It's in the condition of you're bound up to this. And so what he's saying is he is bound up as a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, why is that? Why is he so bound up to Jesus Christ? Well, Paul is really appreciative of what Jesus did. He saved him even though he had persecuted followers of Jesus. Jesus forgave him of that. And Jesus gave him a ministry to serve Jesus by. And he says, I'm a servant, a slave. This is the same Paul that was persecuting the church, fell down, and was blinded by Jesus Christ, and he called out Lord to this same guy who was Antichrist at one time. So don't tell me you know somebody that can't be changed or saved, that God can't get a hold of them and use them. That's not according to Scripture. We can see here Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, a slave of Jesus Christ, bound to Christ, bound. And so he says, called to be an apostle. So Paul was bound to Christ, called to be an apostle. That's his position. That's his title. He's a delegate. And you can see how he did not waste any time on his calling. He was very fervent for the gospel. This man was stoned, I think, 6 times. He was left out of the city. He was whipped for the gospel. And none of this deterred him from continuing on. He had to be encouraged by Jesus himself when he was in Corinth. He had to be encouraged that when he was in Jerusalem, was very scared. He was going to die in Jerusalem, that Jesus came to him again and said, look, you're going to represent me in Rome. And so he didn't go in the same way all the worldly leaders went in, or delegates. He went in and, as a prisoner into Rome. But he got to Rome, and he stayed in Rome over 2 years, writing more letters and ministering as he was in Rome. So he fulfilled the calling that God, the Lord Jesus, gave him. Now, my time's almost up. I want to ask you, are you fulfilling your calling? You might not be an apostle. Might be a witness. We're all witnesses of Jesus Christ. So how's your witness of the Lord? How are you witnessing? And I don't mean standing on a corner, just your witness. Does the Holy Spirit lead you in your life when you go to the grocery store or in your other activities at work? How's your witness? We're all witnesses. So Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, not to begin with, he's a persecutor of Jesus Christ. But then Jesus saved him. Have you been saved? WSM217@gmail.com if we can help you out. That's my email address. This is Brother John.